Hi, it's Nancy from the Durango Public Library, and this is page one. Normally, you'd be listening to the first page of one of the books in our collection, a way to get you excited about reading. Today, instead, you'll hear one of the page one contest-winning entries to get you excited about both reading and writing. Here's the first page of page one contest winner, The Cuban Affair. As dusk settles over Guadiana Bay, the sand begins to roil, as though some singular quirk of nature, some milagro de la naturaleza, has commenced beneath the surface, which, in a matter of speaking, it has. After a long interval of bulging and shifting, the miracle finally reveals itself when newly hatched sea turtles emerge one by one from their duneside nests to paddle on stubby flippers across the empty, windswept beach. Dozens at first, then hundreds, until the crescent shore is a scarab carpet of seaward migration, rendering all the more fantastic by the moon's pallid radiance. The tide is low on this night, the surf moderately subdued. Even so, the waves that slap and surge in the semi-darkness are as tsunamis to the hatchlings, lifting and tumbling them backward and leaving them thrashing in silent paroxysms of frustration. Righting themselves and untangling from their fellows, they press gamely onward in their desperate flight to safety. Their every instinct, innate and primordial, shrieks of urgency. Urgency because, beyond the breaking waves, grouper and snapper, rockfish and barracuda await. Urgency because, as the rising cacophony of caws and cries attest, the shorebirds have begun to arrive. First, gulls are circling, and then terns, and before long, the sky above the beach is a keening whirlwind of wings and beaks and talons. History instructs that only 2% of turtle hatchlings will survive to their first birthdays. On this evening, under the swirling shadow of moonlit birds, the cold truth of that calculus is plainly evident. Then, in a tumultuous flapping of wings, the sky clears again, when the lone figure of a man steps from among the beachside palms. The man lingers in shadow, scanning the flat horizon until, after a full minute of quiet vigilance, he moves cautiously forward. Fully revealed by moonlight, he appears young and strong in his shorts and a faded t-shirt, and he carries with him an object strangely divorced from its context. With his baseball bat yoked over powerful shoulders, the man pauses again to survey his surroundings. Before him lies only the ocean. Behind him are naught but his cruciate shadow and the sheltering palms and the lightless hills above. If the man is even aware of the life and death drama his arrival has disrupted, he shows no sign, intent as he is on the ocean. After several more minutes have passed, a rasping sound sends him sprawling face first to the sand. When the rasping, the scraping of palm fronds in the wind, repeats itself, the man rises, muttering, and dusts off his shorts and retrieves his fallen bat. The Cuban Affair by Chuck Greaves was one of five page one contest winners celebrating National Novel Writing Month and the creativity in our community. Thanks to the 106 people who submitted their work to us. The contest was sponsored by Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Durango Public Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. Keep listening and keep reading.